joined by Jed Conway, Curtin University's Indigenous Cultural Capability Lead, who recently graduated from the Yorga Jena BD program through the Western Australian Aboriginal Leadership Institute. The program is designed for Aboriginal women who aspire to influence, lead, and drive change, and combines traditional teachings passed down by elders with contemporary leadership practices, equipping participants with the skills and knowledge necessary for leadership success. Jade, first of all, congratulations and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you.
What inspired you to join the Yorga Jena BD program, and how did it align with your role as Indigenous Cultural Capability Lead at Curtin University?
There have been a few people that I know that have done the program as well and have sent it around for, I guess, a few years, a little bit of promotion and stuff, and was always quite interested. And just recently, I guess over the last couple of years, my role changed to include a little bit more leadership in terms of needing to lead a team. The role that I do, it is around leadership because it's about cultural education, knowledge sharing and all that sort of stuff. But then potentially our team grew. And then the way that we teach in my team is around really, I guess, aligning cultural knowledge and ways, as well as Western ways of teaching and knowledge sharing and things like that. So we talk about a model of truth-telling that is a real, I guess, alignment of the two worlds coming together. And I felt that my leadership style wasn't the most appropriate for the team because I'm predominantly Aboriginal people in the team. And I just thought we needed something a little bit different, especially, you know, operating in a university. It can be quite flexible, but it can also be a little bit challenging in terms of things, the way that you need to lead. So I guess what inspired me to do it was the fact that I'd seen many Aboriginal women, Wadjuk women in particular, or Noongar women in our community, leading the way. And I guess I just wanted to be a little bit more involved with them, and then with the support of the university, was able to join the program. So yeah, it was really about looking at my style, like, because I'd done many leadership programs that were aimed towards, it didn't really have a cultural component in other leadership programs that I've been part of. So yeah, it was about really embracing the cultural knowledge and the strength of the women that were part of the program.
Could you share some specific ways in which the program has deepened your understanding of leadership from an Aboriginal perspective?
I guess it was just seeing the practice, or like seeing it in practice. Like, I mean, I've read bits and pieces, I've heard people talking about it, but I guess to be in part of like strong circles, not just yarning circles, because that's often something that's used quite a bit, but just having the generational, because there was at different times there was an older lady who was the mother of the family, then her daughter was a part of the leadership program as well. So seeing that generational strength and the knowledge that's passed down, and the way that while they both are quite strong knowledge holders, the way that they embraced us and taught us was different. It was hands-on, and it was really seeing everything that we talk and learn about, especially around Noongar ways of being, doing and knowing, and seeing it in practice. I think that was the biggest strength for me. And where possible, the use of Aboriginal language. We got to participate in a little bit of dancing as well, which was something that I haven't always had an opportunity to do, because my nana was a member of the Stolen Generation and wasn't able to pass down some of the knowledge and things like that, you know. So to be part of circles like that, it was quite amazing, actually.
Can you discuss a particular moment or lesson from the Yorga Jena BD program that had a really profound impact on your leadership journey?
There was a particular lady who had talked about her journey and how it had started from her mum, who had wanted to break the cycle. And then she provided a lot of opportunities for her children. And this woman spoke about the study that she'd done, the way that she had felt when she had experienced situations of racism at school, and how she really rose above that and was just like, well, I'm never going to feel that way again. I'm going to build my strengths. I'm going to be humble in what I do and you know, really practice my culture and be part of everything that I can, and not allowing challenging spaces to become the norm, so to speak. So that, I guess that really was, that aligned with me, because I think I can be quite, I can get stuck on some of the challenges. And I think, so it was really nice to know that, you know, strength and humbleness and resilience really do are the core of a good leader, because you can, that they, those strengths are quite, yeah, I think they're very important strengths to have as a leader.
Because
they help you to lead in a way that encourages others to be who they are. Do you know what I mean? And they do.
It's designed and delivered in a culturally safe environment, which really fosters a great collaboration.
And you know, we talked a lot about how, you know, within many Aboriginal societies, there's multiple decision makers and people that feed into different knowledge systems and things. And it was good to see that, you don't have to lead on your own. You have a team, you have a group of people who, and I think that was the best part, that, you know, you're not seen at the top, you're seen as part of the collective of your team, and you lead in a way that ensures everybody has an opportunity to lead in their areas of expertise and experience.
Yeah, it's a culturally safe and inclusive process.
Yeah.
And looking ahead, how do you plan to continue driving change and advocating for Aboriginal culture and leadership development within not only Curtin University, but within the community as well?
I would like to ensure that people in my team get an opportunity to do this same sort of training. I'd like to be involved in the program going forward, like with new people that are going, sharing my experience there. And I think in the community, it's good, because many of the people that were part of the program are very visible in the community, and you don't have to have been part of the program to be able to connect with them. And I think that's what I liked. Like, often when you do leadership programs, you don't ever see people that were involved in it again, unless you're doing other leadership things and other things. The people that were part of this program and the strength of it is that they're very visible in the community and part of events, and just the visibility of the people that were part of the leadership program. I think that's what I aspire to do, to ensure that I'm visible, not only in the wider community, but in my family, like, community as well, you know?
Yeah.
Ensuring that, yeah.
Before I let you go, I've got so many questions, but I won't keep you for very long, and I got you on very short notice. Anything you'd like to add before we wrap up? Maybe something we may have missed that's really crucial for our listeners to know about?
Well, I think it's just a very good opportunity for people, even if they're not thinking that they're a leader. I think if given the opportunity to do it, the strength of the program is that you don't have to be working in a big corporate organization to realize that you are a leader. You're a leader in your own home, raising your children. You're a leader in your family. Like, yeah, I think that was the biggest thing I got out of it, was that, yeah, you don't have to be leading from a big, huge organization. You're a leader everywhere.
Jed Conway, a cultural capability lead at Curtin University and recent graduate of the Yorka Jenna Billy program. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio about this program again, and congratulations on your achievements.
No, thank you.